What was her occupation?
Well, she just performed here with us. You know, when we married, we all stayed together.
Okay. And did she have any education?
Well, she had a little bit of education. I did. She could read and write pretty well.
Okay.
And I can't hardly read.
Now, let's see. Could you tell me a little bit about this part of the county, what most people do for a living these days? Is there still a lot of farming here?
No, most of the people now public works.
Uh-huh.
Yes. You know, about 10 or 12 years from now, we'll all farm. But now the people are all public works now.
Mm-hmm. But you still farm?
Why, when I do, I ain't farmed no nine last my while. I just had it done.
Uh-huh.
I just have what little bread and meat I have. I have it. Boys planted for me, you know.
Uh-huh.
I give it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask you some of these questions I was talking about. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before...
Day.
Okay. And now what's another way to say that begins with sun?
Yes,
I got up this morning before sun.
Sun up.
Okay. And if a person goes to bed early, he might go to bed at sun?
About 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Right. And so what's the word? Now in the morning you say sun up, and
yes,
in the evening you say?
Sun down.
Okay. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours, just before supper? Around 3 or 4 p.m., you might say, I expect to see him later this...
This evening.
Okay.
Yeah.
If there's been a storm, and then the rain stops, and the clouds are disappearing, and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is...
Completely.
Okay.
Well, you often beat me. That's what I'm saying about the uncle.
Everybody's got a suggestion, but you said broke, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he says
right. Okay.
Yes.
What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last very long? A very hard rain,
yeah, very hard rain
that doesn't
yeah.
last long.
Yeah, yeah.
And what would you call it?
It's a big rain.
Okay. What do you call the shelf over a fireplace? Like this shelf, what do you call that?
Yes. Well, I call it the fire shelf.
Okay. That's what I want to know. I want to know exactly what you call it. What do you call the things in a fireplace that the logs rest on?
Inside the old fire.
Okay. What do you call small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling.
Hmm?
Kindling.
Okay. Got a little help on that one, too. Got a lot of eager students in here.
That's what I'm talking about. They know more about it.
What we're interested in, though, is the older ways of talking, you know. So if you've got any old-fashioned terms for any of these things, tell me what they might be. What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to get a fire started?
Well, that's called the big piece of wood you cut into.
Well, the little tiny pieces of kindling, though, that are all chopped up fine.
Yeah, that's it. I can't call it here.
Okay. What would you call it?
Kindling.
Well, we already had kindling. What do you call kindling if it's chopped up real fine, little slivers of wood?
Splinters.
Okay. What do you call a place where clothes are hung? Not laundry, but if you open a door and there might be a rod and some coat hangers.
I know. Clothes.
What would you call it?
Well, clothes. I'd call it a clothesline.
Well, now, it's inside a house, though.
Oh. I can't call that.
Closet.
And what about a piece of furniture that clothes are sometimes hung up in? Great big old thing, might have a door that opens with a mirror on it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
People hang.
Yeah.